Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which I'm in the process of drawing a new episode. I'm so excited. Go check that out on YouTube and subscribe because it needs subscribers to be worthwhile in the age of social media. And joining me is someone who needs subscribers only because he deserves them. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hi, Ben.
How are you doing today?
I'm just doing great, honey. How are you doing? What's going on? Tell me everything.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much to discuss. First of all, it's a Crappens on Demand day, which means you can see Ronnie and me on camera, not just listen to us. So you can see my bedhead. My bedhead is very special because when I have bedhead, my hair flips up almost like the roof of like a 1960s gas station. So it is currently doing its little swoop at the moment. So you can go check that out. The reason why I have such bedhead is because I was out last night. I went out on the town. Whoa! I went and saw Hannah Berner's stand-up comedy over here in LA. She did a show, so I went to see it, and that was super cool because got to see Hannah, and on top of that, Sheena was there. I got to see Sheena. It was so special.
So jealous. Guess who I saw? Nobody. Okay, I didn't see anybody do anything.
Just me all alone watching Love is Blind. Jesus Christ. Well, hey. My ass, Love is Blind.
That's okay. Well, you know, that's also a worthwhile experience. We're actually going to recap. We're going to do a Love is Blind bonus episode coming up very soon.
That show is so infuriating. Oh, my God. I got so mad watching that show. They're like, oh, it's totally based on looks. But then all the hot people would base it on, like, how hot the other person sounded. And, of course, they give each other hot people code where they're like, I was a cheerleader. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm so shocked that you're a hot girl. Okay.
Yeah. They're whatever, all attractive, by the way. It's like,
yeah, it's
can love
bullshit.
Survive? Can love survive when lots of hot people don't know that they're hot first? That's basically
yeah,
the premise.
Some people were hotter than others. Like, some people are hot in the way that, like, I mean, I guess they take general care of themselves, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, oh, he shaved his ears, he's hot, you know? But, yeah, there were no stinkers in there. Like, there was no, like, Jabba the Hutt in there that was like, ha-ha, I was a cheerleader or whatever, and that they end up getting together.
Yeah, I don't think so. I feel like I saw in the first episode, I feel like I saw a bunch of people hanging around their, like, weird headquarters. It's like this weird, it starts off in such a strange sort of sci-fi place. And I saw some people kind of lingering around that I never saw again, some strange, unhot people who Netflix unhot people in here, get them out of here.
And they didn't really mention what happened to them. It's like they just killed them all. It's like all the homely ones got murdered. And they can tell, I'm telling you, they can tell whose voice belongs to the homely people. Because the least hot of the girls to make it through or to like find a man had a dumb girl voice. You know, she had like hot girl voice. I shouldn't say dumb girl, but she had that like, she had that voice. And so she got picked, even though she was
Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh my God, you like the Bears? I like the Bears. Oh my God, we're in love.
Yeah, and of course, both the hottest guys liked Jessica the best because she sounded like the biggest idiot.
I know.
But
we'll get
to that in a couple
of weeks. Yeah, we're going to get to it. This is the first time actually Ronnie and I have really discussed it right now is this. Stay tuned, everyone. We will have that on our bonus episode. In the meantime, today we're going to be talking Real Housewives of New Jersey Reunion Part 1. And before we do that, just a quick shout out to Salt Lake City, because we're going there on March 19th. So go see us. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. And then not too long after that, we're going to Charleston and Orlando. We don't know what we're doing for Salt Lake City and for Orlando shows yet, but we know for sure we are recapping the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York in Charleston. It's a huge venue. We got some other big venues. We're going to be doing the Wilbur in Boston, the iconic Wilbur, and we're also going to be doing Lincoln Theater in D.C., as well as several other places, that, and many of them are actually starting to get low ticket counts. So go to watchercrappins.com to get your tickets and to get your merch. We have a new Ben Ron. What is it? Ben Ron for president? What is it, Ronnie?
Yeah, Ben Ron 2020. Vote Hippocrat.
Yeah, it's an awesome shirt, so go check that out. And now let's get on to the big old recap for Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Let's do it. Housewives of New Jersey. What a season. You know, it's very rare to see something come back like this from the dead. And you've done it, Jersey. You've done it.
You did it. You have. So the reunion starts off. They're all gathered around. And this is literally Andy's first question. Jennifer, in the last year, you've treated yourself to an overhaul of sorts. Tell us what work you've had done. I was like, good to see. Some things never change. And then Jennifer's like, she goes, well, Andy, my first procedure was a breast reduction and lift. She's like, okay. And then my liposuction in the back. Oh, wow. In November, I had a tummy tuck. I'm sorry, I'm like doing both their voices at the same time. It's getting weird. And then I had a tummy tuck. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like basically jerking off into the plants.
Yeah, he loves some good ladies' plastic surgery talk. By the way, Andy, get some, okay? I'm not saying you have to jack up your face, but don't you have nannies? You're rich. Why do you look so exhausted? He looks like he's been the president for like 19 terms.
He has a baby now.
He is exhausted. Yeah, he has a beard. I mean, get some help. You're rich. I don't want to see tired rich people because they have babies, okay? You have someone to take care of that fucking thing, okay? That's why you wait until you're in your 50s and you're wealthy so you can have people.
That's true. That's true. And the beard does him no favors.
Help the economy.
Yeah.
The beard. Oh, yeah, the beard. Well, I'm not going to talk today.
No. I mean, I think a beard looks very good on you, Ronnie. But I just think that Andy's beard tends to make him look exhausted and weathered. It's like not an authoritative beard. It's like I'm trying a lookout because John Mayer said, hey, you should try a beard. So I've been trying and it hasn't really worked out for me. That's what it's giving me.
Yeah. So we find out about plastic surgery. That's fun. And then Jackie and Marge are rolling their eyes. And Teresa's like, why not? Her husband doesn't, so it's free.
Yeah. So then then it's like, so Dolores, what's going on with the house? What's with the house? And so Dolores like, the house is built. And we see an image of the house. And the kitchen has like, three giant islands in it. It looked like a chemistry lab from high school. I was like, this is not a kitchen
it
anymore.
Did. Yeah, like, you're going to have to take apart dishes. A goddamn frog on that countertop.
I know. I'm going to be like putting on goggles to protect myself from hydrochloric acid at this point.
I know. Dolores is like, you know, Frankie came down. He fucked with the Bunsen burner. It's taken me all day to mess with it and get it back into shape. But this is what I do. It's what mothers do.
You know what? He's learned a lot of good things. He knows how to dilute water now, the chemistry way. It's great.
So we find out that she is living with David, but at her house. David has moved in with her and Frank because she won't move into the house. It's not ready yet, really, but we find out really why later. And then Jackie, do you have any regrets? I mean, you haven't really had anything done. Similar face. I mean, not exactly the same, but I'd like to see bigger boobs. You ever going to get bigger boobs, Jackie? What's up with that? And Jackie's just like, having a fun time, Andy. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Teresa. You made it 10 seasons. Let's look at a montage of our favorite boob jobs over the past 10 years. Roll it, Pam. Yeah, that's a good boob job. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, that's actually a tummy tuck right there. Oh, lips. I love that. Looks great. Wow. What are we doing here again?
So much silicone. Great job. So he's like, one time you were here, you were pregnant. Season one, remember that? You were pregnant. And she's like, yeah, I was pregnant. Yeah, Joe's doing good. The girls went over there for Christmas, it did. But I can't go somewhere where they don't allow cars or pills, Andy.
Well, guess what? In honor of the first Jersey reunion, which was largely viewed as the ugliest set in reunion history, we've decided to pay homage to it by basically making the same set and making it uglier. Wow, look around. let's take that first set and just add clutter to it. No, it's terrible.
Yeah, more backlighting. Let's have more walls with those little LED strips running up the sides. So, Andy, let's start with the most boring of all the housewives this year, even though I kind of liked her, but her storylines are bullshit. And her name is Melissa. Melissa, you're 40! She's like, yeah, I don't give any fucks anymore, Andy.
And he's like, wow, your voice sounds terrible. What's going on? She's like, I've had laryngitis. I'm like, Andy, you're one to talk. You have had the worst smoker's rasp for the past, like, 5 years. She's like, so what's going on these days?
Yeah, and since when hasn't her voice sounded terrible? Have you heard on display? I mean, come on. So we get a Melissa segment. And then when we coming back, Andy's like, so, what about Joe Gorgas? He still have really slow sperms. What's going on with Joe Gorgas' sperm? And she's like, actually, I thought it was pretty funny, Andy. And Jen's like, well, I don't know. It's very suspect for someone who brags so much.
And they're like, what you brag nonstop at every little thing. What are you talking about?
It's like, oh, who are you kidding? Whatever, who cares? She's the rich one here, not me. I don't even care anymore. Yeah. Talking about Jackie.
Yes. So Melissa's still thinking about freezing her eggs. And Jennifer's like, she's not having a baby. A, she's way too self-absorbed. And Melissa's like, did she say I'm way too self-absorbed? And he's like, that's exactly what she said. Isn't that great? Go on, Jennifer, do another one.
Well, you had a birthday party, and it was all themed Melissa, and then everything was Melissa, Melissa, Melissa.
Hey.
And he goes, yeah. Oh, sorry. He goes, what was the theme of your birthday? And she's like, Moulin Rouge. We sent everyone home with overconsumption, Andy.
The last thing I need to do is go to a party where Jennifer is swinging out over the crowd, giving everyone consumption.
Yeah, just coughing blood all over everybody.
Not these days. Not these days.
So Melissa's like, Jennifer, please give me examples of being self-absorbed. I'm like, besides the huge one that she just gave? Okay. Yeah. So she's like, the constant self-accolades. It's like, I'm so cute. I mean, you just scroll through your Instagram like, you look so good, Melissa Gorga. You look so good.
And then she's like, I never do that. Who said I did that? She's, I heard it from someone. I'm like, that is the worst rumor to hear. I heard that Melissa Gorga looks at her Instagram and goes, I look so good. Ooh.
Yep. It's the stylist. It's always the stylist.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Priscilla.
Yeah,
Priscilla. Priscilla from Marcella.
100% it's Priscilla. So Jennifer's basically like, I just think that you at this pregnancy thing, so you're making a mockery of people who are really going through it. And Melissa's like, why would I fake it? She's like, well, you know, your career's taking off, and so a baby would halt your journey. And meanwhile, Teresa's just sitting there while Jennifer is like basically making fun of Melissa wanting to have another baby, which oddly enough, I'm a little bit on Jennifer's side on this one. The baby thing was so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's another season of bullshit, and I'm so glad they called Melissa out on it.
Yeah. So Andy's
but
just
then
like,
Marge reacts the way that she does. She's like, wow, 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 wow.
Wow. And Andy is just like, has a huge smile. He loves this. He's like, actually, we're not talking. You said the reason why you weren't for this baby is because you said she was self-absorbed.
Say it again.
Fight.
I love when she says a mockery. Melissa goes, a mockery? I don't even know what that means. What is that? And Andy's like, she's saying that you're lying. You're faking it.
Yeah.
So Jackie's like, yeah, you know what, Jennifer? You set women back. Working women have babies all the time, Jennifer. And she's like, in some situations, but in this situation, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah.
Jennifer is just coming out swinging.
She's going nuts. And so Andy then turns to Teresa and he's like, so your friend Jennifer just said that your sister-in-law is too self-absorbed to have another baby. Possibly she's an idiot. She doesn't know how to use Instagram correctly. And she chops down trees in Brazil for fun. So what do you think about that, Teresa?
He's like, but do you think it? She goes, I don't think she should be staying home to raise a baby right now. And Melissa's like, no. And that's why I would hire help. You know, I mean, it swayed my decision because that child would be raised different than my other children. But,
and Andy's like, well, Melissa, thanks for agreeing, because we've got more to pile on you.
The viewers think you're a fake idiot.
Yeah.
Tallulah from Bankhead says she's sick of your tired fake storylines. The restaurant, the sister, the baby. And she signs it blink, 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 blink. Anything to say about that?
Was like, no, the restaurant was real. It was a real restaurant, and this guy, he really screwed us over majorly. Because it turns out it was not a restaurant at all. It was just a photo studio that we took promotional photos at. But I thought it was a restaurant.
And what about the long lost sister? Huh?
I went to that psychic. I really did go, and I saw her in person. And she told me that I owed $5. Turns out she was the toll booth operator on the Jersey Turnpike. But I got confused.
And she goes, but I really did turn 40, and I'm really confused whether I want to leave, you know, whether I want to have a baby at this stage in life. And Jennifer's like,
I would believe that if you actually went through the process.
Melissa goes, I did. I went through everything. I'll accept the part where I freeze the egg. Oh, yeah. So you didn't go through anything. So you went into the actual place and found out how to do it and didn't do it.
Yeah, Margaret's like, so you wanted to have in vitro and have a baby just to prove it to you? Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
And Jennifer goes, yes. Yes, it is.
I thought she was like, I would love that. So then Olivia from Reno says, hey, Marge, you've been hinting that you want to get a boob lift all season. Please don't. That was what she said. And then Andy goes, so you gonna get a boob job?
It's like, Andy, you know, but these boobs, do you know how long it took my boobs to get ready today? I mean,
and then they show her in the back. She's like, oh my God, get under here. That gets a single. All right, lift up here. Get under this flap. All right, get under, like, you know what?
Crawl under me. Crawl under me. All right, now lift the broom up. All right, okay. All right, all right. You're almost there.
It's like watching cargo being put onto a barge. Like, so,
and he's like, well, I mean, it's because you wear the girls out. You're wearing them out right now. She's like, what, Andy? What am I supposed to wear? Turtleneck to a reunion? Is that what you want? Got it, Joan.
Oh, so she's killing turtles now, wearing their necks around her chest. Is that the deal? Wow. And you say, I'm a bad mom. So... hey, Margaret, so how do you stay financially afloat? So Margaret's like, you know, so actually it turns out that Jones, many apartments, okay? We don't discuss that, okay? Mainly because they're all haunted. And also, Joey's just very successful, and he just doesn't really need to leave the house, okay?
And Teresa and Dolores are just rolling their eyes and laughing at her.
Also, where is Jennifer losing her mind? Because Jennifer was so mad that Jackie was secretly sitting on, you know, a giant stash of money. But she doesn't seem to be mad about Margaret, who, like, Joe is secretly very rich. I guess the difference is that there was never a pizza party issue. I guess the pizza party is what really breaks it.
Marge really spends money on parties, and that's all that Jen cares about, right?
Yeah.
So Andy's like, so, Vineyard Vines, you use the whale as your logo. She's like, no, Andy, no, it wasn't a logo. All right, it was a whale that I put on some shorts. Ironically enough, Daisy Dukes. Like, it was hilarious, right? And then they sued me, and I settled with them, and then I paid them $300,000. They said, you still owe us money. I said, no, I don't. I already paid you money. And then we had to go to court because they said I had money. I didn't know money. My husband's so fucking hot, Andy. He's rich. He owns apartments. That's it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So now we have like a montage of Margaret, Marge versus Marge Senior, not really versus, but Marge and Marge Senior, and Marge Senior moving out. And then when we come back, you know, there's questions about, is the reason why Margaret doesn't drink because of her mom? And she's like, yeah, because basically my mom was always a mess. And like, you know, listen, let me tell you something, okay? My mother, she's a Hungarian immigrant. She came over when she was young. She had wild parties. People were skinny dipping in the pool. It was the 70s. You never knew what was going on, so I couldn't drink.
And I didn't have boundaries, Andy. My boyfriend slept over. We'd shower together. Could you imagine, Andy? Could you imagine?
I just like, you have a thing about showering with men. What is that?
This is true. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so my mother, she was a Hungarian immigrant. There was skinny dipping. It was the 70s. She only took baths. So to this day, I can only take showers because I just can't be like my mother.
And Andy's like, well, what about your dad? We never really hear about your dad. I'm interested in dads now because I'm a dad. And she's like, well, Andy, you know, he was also a Hungarian immigrant. You know, it was basically like harpsichord player on the roof. I don't even know what to say, Andy. Right?
It was a terrible musical. It never caught on. They had a lot of structural issues with the set. Okay, I said, don't have to put up a full real harpsichord up there, Jan. And Jan was like, no, we need a real harpsichord for anyway. The musical was a huge flop. And when I say flop, it's because the harpsichord fell off the roof onto the stage.
It fell off the roof, Andy. I mean, it killed children. Killed so them that all. Was that. We never heard from him again. Yeah. And Andy's like, well, do you even know if he's alive? And she's like, you know what? Everyone says find him, but you know, here's what's going to happen. You find him, he needs cash. All right. And then I did go to a psychic, and she said that he's dead. He passed out. I said, good. What about Melissa's sister? She said she's working in a fake restaurant in heaven. So, you know, there you go. There you go, Andy.
It reminds me of one of the seminal songs from Harpsichord on the Roof. It goes, mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Oh, how the time passes a little bit.
Stupid.
If I was a
somewhat successful man, la 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 da da ba da 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 ba da ba da boom, and you know, goes.
Casual things I do.
Occasionally. Casual things I do.
A kind thought on your apartment. Mazel tov.
matchmaker. Actually, that was the same because she actually made matches this one. The piano fell off the roof. The matchmaker started it on fire. That's how it ends. Spoiler alert.
Matchmaker, find me someone to have coffee with. Let's see how it goes.
So stupid.
Maybe we'll fuck. I don't know.
No. So Andy's like, so with your dad being possibly dead because some psychic told you, do you think that you married that old fucker Jan who locked you in closets because you were missing your dad? And she's like, I don't know, Andy. You know what? He had a family. I liked it. I didn't have to get pregnant. It was great. You know, I didn't have to get pregnant till later. It was great, Andy.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still thinking about harpsichord on the roof. I'm sorry.
Did you Google Fiddler on the Roof?
No, I didn't. I just was like laughing about it still.
So, I was trying to think of those, you know, those pianos that are like
accordions.
Yeah, accordion. I was trying to accordion think of accordion. Accordion on the roof.
That would make much more sense than harpsichord on the roof. Well, it's like it's the reason why it didn't take off. It's a lesser known source material for her,
yeah,
for Fiddler. So what does Dolores say to people who think she's still sleeping with Frank? And Dolores goes, all right, let me put it this way. I haven't had sex with Frank since I conceived Frankie Jr., okay? But what I do with Frank is sometimes I walk from the kitchen to the living room and back to the kitchen and pick up some pasta he spilled on the floor. That's it. That's it.
All right. And he's like, well, what do you think about people who say you should be banging him right now? She's like, shut up, Andy. Seriously, just move to somebody else, all right?
I know. God. Like, this is every single reunion, you got to ask Dolores this question.
God, you little fucking twit. Just like, leave me alone, Andy, fucking moron. I came with a rectangle head today, Andy. Talk to my rectangle head. Right. Did you notice that she has a rectangle head today? It's the weirdest thing.
I did not. I will have
her head is going back. Do you fill your head? Like, is your head full of fill? I don't know. Yeah. But it's a complete rectangle from front to back. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. I'm assuming it's like a Vanderpump ponytail under a wig kind of a thing.
Maybe.
Like a square bumpet. I'm not really sure, but it was, I couldn't stop looking at it.
A square.
Okay.
A rectangle.
So what about a commitment from, you know, from the guy who lives under the bridge? And she's like, you know what, Auntie? I'm ready for him to move in, but I'm not moving in there. I'm not engaged. I'm good without a commitment. You know, he should want it from me, Auntie. Frankly, I'm resentful. You know, yeah. He's like a square tile in a sea of pebbles. Like,
he's a square tile in a sea of pebble tile. And guess what? I got a rectangle. I'm brick shaped right now. Okay, I moved on to brick. All right.
Yeah. I'm onto subway tile heads, Andy. All right, that's it.
So, yeah, she's basically like, listen, there was a moment when I wanted to get engaged. He didn't ask the question. And now I'm sort of resentful, which is why I'm still with him, which is almost like being married in and of itself. So she's trying to, like, explain her situation with David. And Jennifer just keeps on interrupting with who knows what. I don't know. I don't even remember what she was saying.
I think that they're good for each other because... Like, she's trying to answer for Dolores.
And finally Margaret goes, can Dolores just like... could she just like talk for crying out loud? I mean... And Jennifer goes, what? Shut it! You shut it!
You! And Melissa's like, we need to finish our sentences, Jen. And Andy's like, so, Jennifer...
That was actually more of a reference to Teresa and Joe.
Sorry, it took me a minute. I was like, what?
It's okay. Sometimes they take a moment to kick in. Like, for Teresa and Joe.
Jennifer's like, well, I think you know what Dolores said. She's settled, Andy. She's settled. She's just glad to have any time she can with this man. He probably doesn't even care about her.
And, Andy's like, well, you seem like you're pissed off. And Dolores is like, I am pissed. You know why, Andy? Because I'm a catch. That's why. I'm a real fucking catch.
I really am. You know what? I don't ask for a lot. But when I say show up at Melissa's party, show up. Okay? When I say meet me at Maz's gym, meet me at Maz's gym. Okay? When I say it's time for us to sit back and remember Boo, you remember Boo. Okay? But when you don't do those things, you know what? Rectangle head. That's what I do. I square up.
So then Andy's like, all right, ladies. You know what happens when you mix oil and water?
well, in Jersey, you don't get a tasty salad dressing.
I'm like, nothing. Who makes salad dressing out of oil and water? Is that like a Teresa reference? Was that just idiotic, or was that a reference to something in the past?
I didn't even pick up on that part because I was already like, this transition is so ridiculous. Yeah, what happens when you mix oil and water? You don't get tasty salad dressing. Oh, God, Andy, what are you cooking in your household? What is
that? No kidding. Oil and water.
Oh, yeah, Teresa did say that. She did say something oil and water, and they corrected it to vinegar.
Yeah, so it had to be like a reference from the show. I just couldn't remember when it was.
But it was so specific. I like vaguely remember that was a thing that happened. But it's so specific that it's actually just now making Andy look like an idiot. But also, it's a
Teresa. Wasn't Teresa saying like,
you know, Andy, they don't mix. They're like oils and oils or something.
I think she said oil and vinegar. That's the thing. I think she said they're like oil and vinegar.
She said oil and vinegar.
They're like that. I don't remember the context of why she said it.
Like they don't go together or something. I don't know. Damn my brain.
The point is, a transition you should never use is saying, what happens when you mix oil and water? Well, in Jersey, you don't get a tasty salad dressing. You get Dolores and Jackie. I'm like, there's got to be a better way to say that. There's got to be.
So Jackie versus Dolores.
Yeah. So, there's that whole thing where like dog with a bone, cut from different cloth, all that stuff.
And here's the thing. We're old school. She's not. All right? She's different than us. She was raised different than us. Like her parents, they have to call before they come over. Yeah. I mean, that's disgusting.
Disgusting. You know? Disgusting. So, Dolores, you say Jackie doesn't let go of things, but Tree held on to what Jackie said for years. There are double standard there. And by double standard, I'm talking about your boobs. Have they doubled in size? Tell me everything.
She's like, you know what, Auntie? I never said that Tree can let things go. And if my here's what I'm saying, Andy. If my parents had to call me before they came over, they just wouldn't come over. Fucking sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, you know what? All I was saying was that I thought Jackie was uptight. And, you know, why should she care what Frank says? Literally no one else does. He's been disbarred. He, like, cannot legally be cared about.
And Andy's like, well, there was buzz online that you were being anti-Semitic.
And Dolores is like, oh, please, I fucked more Jewish men than Jackie. So there's that. I was like, wow, the Leanne Locken defense.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Catching
on.
Yeah.
So, but Jackie didn't feel like it was anti-Semitic. And basically what Dolores was saying was, listen, you know, I'm old school. You know, I was raised in a tough... I think it was even Jackie who defended her. It was like, Dolores was raised in a very, like, strict household where, you could have, strict with everything except for breakfast. You could have cookies for breakfast, apparently, in her household. I don't know how that works. But, you know, very tough household, and I was just raised more liberal. And you know what? Liberal's okay. I'm getting there. I think it's exciting. I'm very liberal with the amount of girls who can come in and give my son a blowjob. It's okay.
Yeah. So Jackie's like, yeah, she's not anti-Semitic. And Andy says, so Dolores, do you consider Jackie your friend now? And she's like, you know what, Andy? I do. It takes time. It takes being called an anti-Semitic sometimes. But eventually you're nice to the weird girl at the table. That's it. You know, here's the things I like about Jackie. Well, she's a woman with children. I like children.
A lot of pizza.
She's very rich. That's it. She's very rich as well.
I like that she has two legs. Two legs and two arms. A full set of legs and arms. And you know what? I don't mind if you're missing an arm. You could be missing all of them. That's fine. But I like that she has all four. I like that, Andy.
I fucked plenty of guys with four arms, Andy. That's what I'm saying. I could deal with that.
And Jackie's Jackie's like, you know, Dolores and I, we made a real effort to get to know each other after that all happened. And Jen, why do you make a face when I say that? Jen, why do you make a face? And you cut like Jennifer. She's like,
she goes, so what? I made a face.
They're like, why? Why, Jennifer? It's like,
because it felt corny to me. That's why.
Jennifer, who is later on going to talk about the horrors of bullying on her daughter, which is true. That is, I still am mad at those assholes who do that to Gabriella. But the point is, like, do you realize what you were doing, Jennifer? Do you realize how you were acting is probably a direct mirror of how those girls treated your daughter? Hello.
Yeah, hello. So Melissa just goes, that girl is so annoying at the cameras.
So then next up, Jen,
something about being a class. Parenting, right?
So one of the is like, Judy from Judytown says, Jackie, you're a great parent and a class act despite not having new boobs. So who else are the great parents around here? And Jackie's like, well, I think that we're all great parents in our own ways, you know? And Dolores goes, that's what makes the world go round, right? I was like,
Is it?
I guess.
I mean, thanks for chiming in. And Jackie goes, a good person? I wouldn't say all of us are good people, Auntie. And she's just looking at Jen. And Auntie's like, well, guess what? Being good parents unites everyone on this cast, including me, who's now a parent. Let's watch a clip of me breastfeeding baby Ben, everybody.
I'm actually. By the way, my prediction is that by the end of this reunion, he's going to show a picture of his son in the, like, the whatever it was, the Chevy Camaro, whatever that they got him last reunion. Remember they, like, got him a car? A little baby.
Oh,
car.
Yeah. They were all, didn't they all buy him like a million gifts? Wait, who was that?
Yeah,
no,
there
they
was,
were all
yeah.
buying Teresa gifts.
No, they were buying. I think they were giving Andy gifts. Well, either way, they gave
Teresa
this, like,
gave
car.
Him that car. Yeah.
And Joe pulled it out or something like that. It was, you know, like a, it was like a baby Mustang or something.
Yeah,
I guarantee
a little
he's
Joe Judice size car. Or yeah. a little, yeah. I guess it could work for either Joe.
All the Joes.
Yeah, all the Joes, all three Joes.
So, hey, Dolores' most asked question by Andy from Andytown is, Dad, I want to fuck Frankie. Where's Frankie? Want to stick my finger in him and see if he's done. How about that?
She's like, yeah, Frankie's fucking hot, Andy. I'll give you that, all right? Everyone wants to fuck Frankie.
By the way, we should mention, this is a great time to mention, that I'm so sorry I forgot your name, but one of our listeners... drunkenly ordered a cameo from Frankie Jr. On behalf of Watch or Crappens. And so Frankie did a video, which was so hot because it was Frankie. And he was like, hey, Watch or Crappens, what's going on? Hey, Ben and Ronnie, you guys are super funny. And then Dolores was there. She's like, when are you having me on? My 2020 was made. I was like, Dolores, open invitation.
Love you. Yeah, they really commit themselves in those cameos. By the way, so do we. Go on cameo.com to book us.
Yeah, that's right.
So they talk about Frankie, like, just being really hot. Is he dating Gia? And she's like, you know what? Listen, Auntie. Frankie's gonna, you know, he's looking for jobs as investment bankers. It takes 14 hours a day to do that. He doesn't want to waste anybody's time when he could just pump and dump. You know what I'm saying, Auntie? And Auntie's like,
actually, that's not how you use the word pump and dump.
She's like, whatever. It's how we use it in my household. Right? Ring them bells. You got to ring them bells. Right, Andy?
Actually, that's one of the forgotten tracks from Hop's Court on the Roof. It goes... clank the thing, the metal thing. You gotta clank the metal thing. You gotta clank the metal thing. Gotta clank it loud and let it really clank.
Meet me in Hungary. All right.
Things I don't remember. Oh, all the things that I don't remember. Non-fuzzy, fuzzy-ish, like... memory things. I don't know.
Squirrels, the musical.
Squirrels.
Hungarian Squirrels, the musical.
Turns out Hungary is home for all the Weird Al Yankovic musicals.
So they talk about everybody's kids, and Melissa's like, my kid hates me, but basically she uses me for social, Andy, so that's fun. And Marge is like, yeah, but I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I want to be closer, but I don't know. It's not back where I want it. So then Andy's like, well, Marge, Jen questioned your motherhood, but
you know, we do never see your kids. And she's like, she said, I was a mother, you know, like what kind of mother was I, Andy? And that's why I take problems. You know, I am still a mother, Andy. Okay. I am still a mother. That's why I was offended.
Yeah. You know, that's why I put a whale on those shorts, because I'm actually a mother of whales. You know, like Game of Thrones, mother of dragons, I'm mother of whales. And I was just trying to express that. But apparently Vineyard Vines is like not down with that at all. And neither is Pinocchio, by the way. I got sued by Pinocchio. That's true. That's actually happened to me.
Little wooden nose, little fucker. I'll take him out.
I mean, I'm supposed to be intimidated by a wooden puppet that can talk. I mean, I'm not intimidated. I'm scared. That's what I am. I'm actually terrified. What a terrible story. Why are we teaching this to our children? I mean, that's my question. That was for you, Joe. A little Pinocchio humor. Little Pinocchio
humor.
Yeah, and
you know about how I got back at Pinocchio, don't you? I basically fucked Geppetto and took him away. Now Pinocchio's trying to raise himself, selling shoes. Little idiot doesn't even know how to glue on his soul. Take that, you little wooden nose, little shit.
We're supposed to like this lying ass little puppet that talks to grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are a pest. Do you know how much Jan had to pay to get grasshoppers out of our first home? That's why I said, Joe, don't go to your apartments. There's grasshoppers everywhere, okay? Don't even talk to them. They're going to try to sing a song to you. Don't believe them. They're going to take you to an island where children will grow donkey ears. I mean, who wants that? What terrible. It's terrible. It's like the land of Danielle Staubs. That was for you. That was for you, Joan.
So Jennifer's like, what? I don't know what it's so offensive. I was just saying I've never seen you around children. So what kind of mother are you anyway? That's all.
And it's like, really, Jen? Well, you know what? I love so much children so much that I raised them on my own. And they were my children because I raised them. And she goes, were you a working mother? And she goes, I was. And Teresa goes, she just didn't know.
That's because every conversation's about her. You know what? Jennifer, slow your roll. And everyone's like, oh, she said slow your roll, you know?
And, of course, Jennifer's comeback is,
you slow your roll. How about that?
And then they're like bickering. And she's like, listen, we're talking about the topic about what I said about you being a mother. She's like, no, we're talking about what sort of mother I am. Okay, listen. I have a son with Jan. It's a non-Pinocchio son, full flesh and blood. Okay, I have a son, and I have stepchildren. Okay, I also have Marge Sr., who's technically my mother, but she's also my son. And you know what? Like, and you have nannies, all right? Like, that's the situation. Oh yeah. Well, you referenced the fact that I don't work. I'm a very hands-on mom. You think the Amazon Prime orders itself? No, I got to use my hands to do it. Hands.
I'm just saying, you're not a poster child for stay-at-home mothers, all right? She has a staff. And Jennifer's like, I have a maid and I have a cleaning lady. What's the big deal? You have Marlene and you don't even have kids.
By the way, and having two people that work for you as a staff, just so we're all clear.
And Marge goes, well, according to Instagram, you're out every night. So there. And Jen goes, oh, don't bring up Instagram because it's an Insta-sham, baby. I'm like, what?
Is she? So are you saying that everything on your social media is fake? Are you saying that you are just like, are you catfishing yourself? What is
it's
happening?
It's so funny. She's like, it's an Insta sham. It's only what they want you to see. And Jackie's like, mine is real. And Marge just goes, I post my authentic life. And she's, oh, well, if you believe everything you see.
I mean, come on, idiots. It's not like I post everything in real time. I'm like, okay.
So you go out once a year, change your outfit a lot, and save up the pictures so you can post them later? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's even sadder. Because there are actually people who do. You know that, like, real social media influencers, they'll do, like, a day of photo shoots in different looks and then spread them out over the course of the month?
Yeah, sounds smart to me. Well, I guess that's what Jen's doing.
You know what it sounds like
I
to me?
I just show up every
Insta-sham.
Day in the same shirt.
Insta-sham, baby.
I just show up in the same shirt to work every day, so you just never know when this was shot. It could have been 5 years ago. It could have been this morning. It could be next year.
Michael Kors effect. She's like, yeah, where am I going? I never leave the house. I only go out when I'm with you women or if I'm filming. Otherwise, I'm at home. I'm in a prison of my own making with a controlling husband who doesn't love me, who has poker nights in the back room. Insta-sham, that's what I say. Prison and unhappiness. I'm a sad person.
All right, well, we're going to shift some gears, guys. All right. Jackie likes to keep it real. Unless she's keeping secrets from friends and family. Let's take a look.
And then they show a montage, a very moving montage of Jackie struggling with her eating disorder, her food, talking about her dad, her conversations that she had, like, with Margaret, and, you know, she's crying in the Hamptons, whatever, West Hampton. And I was like, this is so shady that they frame it as she keeps secrets. Because it kind of, like, it just sort of stigmatized everything she went through. I was like, give me the oil and water analogy at least, you know? This is where it would have been slightly more appropriate. But yeah. I was like, way to go. Reunion writers.
Yep, as always. So basically they talk about her eating disorder and all, you know, yada, no offense, but yada yada.
But it was interesting. And, it was interesting to hear that she said, to me, I think the revelation here, a small one, was that she didn't realize the camera caught her eating the quinoa puffs for breakfast. And she said that she's really happy with herself, but she still struggles. It's an ongoing struggle, and she struggles with breakfast, and she didn't realize that she was eating the quinoa puffs, and that she was really embarrassed because her kids watch, but also, you know, she imagines people who struggle with eating disorders might have, like, be looking at it more closely. And so I thought that was an interesting thing that she shared.
I didn't understand the quinoa chips thing. Like, is it bad? Why is that bad? Because a healthy breakfast, or
no? I think that, like, maybe in a vacuum, it's like I think for someone who does not struggle with eating disorders, I'm sure if it's like, I'm just having quinoa puffs today. But I think it probably, there was the larger story there is probably that she was eating something very light and not. It was, I think what was, I don't want to say bad because I don't want to use language that could be like, you know, I never know the language around these things, you know, because I don't want to like add associations and stuff, but I think the issue is that quinoa puffs are like a light non-calorie thing, and it was to make it seem like she was eating something, but she really wasn't eating anything, and she was like avoiding food in that moment, and it was sort of like,
well, quinoa puffs have fucking calories, so that's true. I can tell you that. So,
but it's like one of those things where like fattening. Everyone's having breakfast and then she decides she's gonna have a snacky thing instead, sort of, you know, suggested that it was a moment where she was having a weird relationship with food in a social setting, which could be indicative of a larger issue. And I think I'm assuming that's what she was suggesting about the whole situation. Can we go back to talk about harpsichord on the roof?
Yeah, I tried to skip this section, so you have fun.
No, but I tried to skip it, but I also wanted to acknowledge that I thought that there was something interesting that was said. You know, listen, can't I mean,
not
human?
To me. I was like, why waste fucking quinoa chips? Like, who cares? Like, I've eaten M&Ms for breakfast. I was like, I don't know if this is good or bad. Like, to me, eating quinoa chips is making an effort. You know, it's like, wow, you just had something quinoa for breakfast? Wow, look at you. You hug a tree, fucker.
I would love a quinoa chip right now, by the way. I'm starving. So, so then Andy moves on back to the petty stuff. He's like, so, why did you keep all that money a secret, Jackie? And she's like, well, it wasn't really a secret. It just, it doesn't define me, so I didn't want to talk about it. And so then he's like, okay, well, Andy from Andytown has another question. That's so funny. And he says, how much money do you actually have? This is totally coming from a viewer and not from me.
Be careful, Andy. It's tacky to ask people about the money.
So now, hey, it's Estelle from Charleston, and she says, hey, Jennifer, impressions are your thing, so why don't you give us your best one? Hey, why don't you do some Siggy Flicker? And so Jennifer goes, okay, I'm going to do my Siggy Flicker. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
I was like, you're just They're all like, Jennifer. That was great. Yeah, that was great, just Dan.
Doing Jennifer saying that's all I wanted. Okay.
So then we get into Jennifer's parents, like the mom having to accept the gay son on national TV and her kid being bullied. And we get the Jen segment. And Teresa.
That was really emotional. Yeah, that was emotional.
She
says it,
she's just like totally dead inside. She's like, that was emotional.
You're right. I gave a little bit too much.
Like zero reaction from Teresa.
That was really, really emotional.
So like all the kids know that uncle, is it Steven, is gay, and you know they do give Jennifer props for how she handled the situation, and it was actually really nice to hear that Jennifer's mom and her brother are now on much better terms about it, and that she goes and makes food for Steven and his friends. So, like, that's sweet that she's, like, now making food for the gays. You know, we always like that. And then they're asking about how Gabby's doing with the bullies and everything. And basically Jennifer's like, yeah, well, she has new friends. And it's a small grade, so everyone knows who those kids are anyway, which is her way of being like, yeah, we publicly shame those brats.
Leave it up to Jen to find a way to bully the fucking bullies from national TV. Good for you.
Yeah. So speaking of bullies, so they're like, Watch What Happens Live on their Instagram, they had posted a picture of Jennifer saying, I'm a comedian. And then Bethany Frankel wrote under it, said nobody funny about themselves ever. Huh? So I was like, Jennifer, what do you think about that?
Well, by the time I saw that, Martin already jumped on the bandwagon with her two sons saying, yes, boss bitch, yes, boss babe, it's boss babe, babe, babe.
And Marge is like, no, actually, I just said truth. That's what I said. She goes,
oh, yeah, hashtag truth. Well, when someone is saying things about me, this one jumps on the bandwagon, Andy.
And Margaret's like, well, actually, you had already insulted Bethany Frankel. And then we see a clip of Jennifer being like, oh, yeah, Bethany Frankel, we'll call you when we want a revival of the Crypt Keeper. Skinny skeleton face. Ah.
And Jen goes,
well, she's a public figure, and she should know that there are ramifications, and I'm not going to take it lightly.
And they all start cracking up at her. Like, ramifications? Well, what are you talking about?
Well, they also were kind of dumb, because she was saying, if you say something, there's going to be like, if you say something, if you hit me, I'm going to hit back. That's the ramification. But I think they all took it that, like, if Bethany says something, there's going to be ramifications for Jennifer in her career. So they're like, what are these ramifications? And I think it was Andy who said, did you lose a comedy job? I don't know. They were so, it was like, they hilariously misinterpreted it, but it was like worth it.
And I took it as she's saying there's ramifications like slander or whatever. And he's saying, how could that be slander? Did you lose comedy work or something over it? Like, what happened? But I don't know. And she's like,
well, meaning when you ask me something, I'm going to come back with something.
And Marge is like, you know what? You just take it to the next level, Jen. It's just next level. She goes, you got it to the next level.
No one said it was to a creative level, but it's definitely a next level. So,
so is it true that Melissa and Jennifer haven't spoken since the Jersey Shore? Wow.
So, Melissa's like, why would I talk to someone who throws shit at me? I mean, I think she says really dumb shit. And Jennifer, you know, sometimes a broken clock is right twice a day. She goes, you know what? Your husband says a lot of dumb shit, too. But when he says it, it's quote unquote funny. I was like, well, yeah. Point for Jennifer.
True. I'd also like to give Deb from El Paso credit for getting through. El Paso, long live EP, baby. EP for life.
We had some El Paso and some West Hollywood representation on the questions tonight, I noticed.
Yeah, and some Charleston, where we'll be going soon. I mean, guys, it's basically our lives.
We're pretty much going to all those places, except for, well, basically just Charleston.
Yeah, nowhere really. So Marge is like, basically Marge is like, well, yeah, I'm inappropriate, but she's just bad at it. I'm at least good at it. You know, Andy, I've got timing. She's like, your delivery sucks. So then Andy's like, well, from pots stirring to plates flying to blowjobs, bells dinging, I forgot what I'm saying. I'm picturing Evan going down on me right now. What were we talking about?
You know what? You know, because now it's about Melissa and Jennifer and their fight that they had in the Hamptons. And Jennifer's like, you know what? I like to say what automatically comes to my mind. Sometimes it stirs up shit. I don't stir shit. I just say what comes to my mind. You're all skanks. Whoops, came to my mind. Can't hop it.
And Andy's like, Dolores, you said she didn't owe anyone an apology, but she threw a plate. And Dolores is like, you know what? You shouldn't throw things. But what I was saying is they were going at each other, Andy.
I mean,
all right. They were both doing it.
What's gonna happen? Like if you shoot someone, you don't hit them. Now you got to get arrested. I think it only counts if it hits someone, right?
Other than that, it counts if you hit them.
Other than that, it's a physics experiment.
What are you gonna go hunting? You're gonna shoot at a deer. You don't shoot it. And what is it supposed to do? Lie down?
Yeah.
You didn't shoot the deer, Andy. Okay. You don't get to put someone's head on your wall unless you've killed them. No one was killed here.
If the plate doesn't hit, you must acquit, okay? So
Kayla from Watertown, New York, says, "Hey, Jen, with Danielle, you preach it's never okay to put your hands on someone, but then you're always throwing glasses and silverware. A double standard much?" That was from Chandler Bing, actually. So Jennifer's like, she's like, listen, you know what, with the wine, when I threw the wine glass, I was merely trying to make a point. I was trying to make a point that if you say something I don't like, I'm going to break a wine glass and maybe hurt you. That's all. That's all. It wasn't touching anybody. Bitch. I'm not.
Melissa's like, if you threw that fork and then that fork hit me. And she goes, I didn't though. And Marge's like, all right, you know what? Maybe we should just make a pact to not throw things. And Jen goes, well, I will if everyone will. She goes, you're the only one who throws things, Jen.
Which is just crazy.
And Margaret goes, obviously. I throw liquids. Okay, I throw liquids. It's a different state. It's a different state of matter, okay? Because what I throw does matter. What you throw doesn't matter. Okay? That's what I'd say. Yeah. And then it's like, well, should Jennifer be in anger management? And she's like, no, I'm slow to anger. I'm not angry at all, baby. Like, you are literally yelling at me right now.
Yeah. So Andy's like, well, anger management. Sorry, I almost did that. So Marge goes, okay, but you know what? You do go from 0 to 10 very quickly.
And Tracy goes, all 3 of us do.
And Loris goes, all right, to be fair, all 6 of us do.
All 12 of us do, baby. No, it's not a counting
game. Teresa's always got her side of the couch, you know? Those are the only people she's going to be with.
Yeah. So why doesn't Melissa ever attack back? And Melissa goes, well, it's what I told Danielle Stubb. Did you know she said Stubb?
Yeah, she called her Stubb. Damn, girl.
So I told Danielle Stubb. So I told Danielle proof of purchase. We don't put our hands on each other, okay? That's not. And Margo goes, you know what? And let me tell you something, Andy. Okay, news flash. If you throw liquid, you know what happens? You dry off, okay? You dry off. You may know it from the seminal song in Hopsicord on the Roof. If you throw a liquid, you dry off. I've dried off because I had a liquid on me, and now I'm dry. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonder of wonder, miracles of miracles. I got liquid on me, now I'm dry.
To liquids, l'chaim.
So, Melissa's like, look, a bunch of people were very upset with me, Auntie, that I didn't stand up for myself with her. But you know what? Did you see me? I was raging, Auntie. Like, I just couldn't touch her. And she goes, ew, there were you. Ew, I'm so scared. Ew.
I'm shaking. Melissa goes, I'm not telling you to shake. I'm saying you're an asshole. Don't throw another object. And Jennifer goes, don't make me throw another object. I'm like, do you remember what you said about your, like, girls were literally bullying your daughter, and do you hear what you're saying? Don't make me throw an object. That is literally the things that bullies say to beat up kids.
I know. And then Jen out of nowhere goes,
you're just a book by its cover.
And Marge goes, actually, your cover is beautiful. It's the inside that sucks.
Zing. See you next week, everyone.
That's for you, Joan.
That's for you, Joan. And for you, Pinocchio, your insides suck. All of you sucks, Pinocchio.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
We'll be back next week to recap part deux. So exciting. Very excited for it. And later we will have a recap of a really, really hilarious episode of Summer House. Can't wait to dive into that. So
yes, also we have bonuses as usual on Patreon. This week was a two-parter of our road trip. It's really fun. People are loving it. Yeah. This week we're going to do, or next week rather, we're going to do a recap of the Karma show.
Family Karma.
Family Karma, that's coming out Sunday. We don't have time to cover it on the main show, so we're going to do a big old bonus next week. And then following that, we're going to do a Love is Blind bonus. So go sign up for your bonus episodes. Don't be dumb.
It'd be great. And apparently we said something about birds on our road trip episode because people on our Facebook group are all buzzing about our bird talk. So I don't know what that was, but go listen. Go listen to it because apparently we were being ridiculous as usual.
Being whores to birds. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. And Crap is on Demand. You can watch us on Crap is on Demand, too, by the way.
Bye. Bye.
Build a trolley with your favourite brands on rollback at Asda. A 38-pack of Fairy Non-Bio Capsules was £8.50, now £5.75. And Lenor Gold Fabric Conditioner was £4, now £2.50. Big brands, small prices. Don't compromise. Asda. Save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. Lenor 1.925 litres. Ends 18th of March.